It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
200 years after she lived in the Hampshire village of Chawton, Jane Austen's books remain bestsellers worldwide. Gillian Dow is Deputy Director of the University of Southampton's Centre for 18th Century Studies.
Perhaps now more popular than she ever has been, in fact. The cult of Jane Austen is something that's really been studied by lots of academics and scholars in the period, but of course is of great interest to the general reading public too, which is why so many biographies of Jane Austen have been published in recent years, so many kinds of guides to dating using Jane Austen's name, sequels, prequels, continuations. It seems like the general reading public's appetite for all things Jane is never ending.
Entrepreneur and co-founder of the US computer company Cisco Systems, Sandy Lerner fell in love with the author at university.
I sort of really didn't know too much about Jane Austen being an American until I got into graduate school at Stanford, and then she became my drug of choice. I didn't really have a lot going on in my life other than a pretty horrific graduate program in mathematics and computer science, and saw that wonderful BBC production with Elizabeth Garvey and David Rintoul. And that was just sort of my escape for an hour a week.
Sandy bought Chawton House, the home of Jane's brother Edward Knight. After many years of renovations, it opened in 2003 as a library celebrating the works of 18th century women writers. Now Sandy's written her own tribute to her inspiration. The novel Second Impressions continues the story of Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, one of the books that was so important to Sandy at college.
I read all of the books and then there weren't any more, and that to me in that particular period of my life was pretty tragic. So I started to think, well, what could happen to these people? And over the next mere 26 years, I gave them a new life about 10 years later than P&P.
There is something magical about that time, perhaps the clothes, the landscapes, the whole life in the 18th century. That's what appealed to you?
I think in a sort of a bit of a sad sense, being a product very much of the Vietnam War, I've always had the feeling that, you know, I was the wrong person in the wrong place in the wrong time, and there's always something to apologize for. And you know, she was the right person at the right place in the right time. And I think everybody finds that confidence and that absolutely just heartfelt conviction that you're at the best possible place, the best possible time. You know, she was an English Protestant at the height of the empire. And, you know, that was an England of all of the names that, you know, stand out in history, whether it was, you know, everybody from Josiah Wedgwood and Darwin, Erasmus Priestley and Jenner and the rest of them. I mean, it was an enormously gifted time and place.
Gillian Dow works both at the University of Southampton and Chawton House Library. She's joined forces with a fellow academic to examine the cult of Jane Austen.
Professor Claire Hansen and I have been working for several years now on an edited collection of essays that's going to be coming out later this year, entitled Uses of Austen, Jane's Afterlives. And in this book of essays, we have lots of distinguished contributors really thinking through how Jane Austen has been used by writers, critics, editors, and in my case, translators in the 20th and 21st century, and really thinking about what that tells us about changing attitudes to fiction, changing attitudes to literary history and the canon more generally.
Popular interest and serious scholarship will combine over the next few years as lovers of literature celebrate several notable anniversaries.
We started in 2006 at the University of Southampton celebrating her move to Southampton with a big conference. 1806, she moved with her mother and sister to Southampton. 2009, 200 years since she'd moved to Chawton, another big conference, and we're barely escaping anniversaries at the moment. 2011 was the bicentenary of Sense and Sensibility. Next year, 2013, we celebrate Pride and Prejudice. There's no respite between now and 2018. 2017, when we'll celebrate the publication of Northanger Abbey and Persuasion, which were published together posthumously. So yes, there's a lot of interest in Austin and celebrating bicentenaries over the next few years.
To find out how you can get involved in studying the period, have a look at the University of Southampton website. That's southampton.ac.uk/English.